Hello, hello! Welcome to Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, brought to you by eejournal.com. Folks, I hope you've got your seatbelt buckled up tight, you've carefully reviewed our helpful in-flight safety pamphlet, and your tray table is stowed, because this week, we're taking flight. This week, my guest is Keith Chu, and we're talking about the Zano Nano drone, the tiniest drone this side of CES, controlled by Lantronics X Pico Wi-Fi. We're about to get into the guts of this nano drone, and you're gonna love it. Let's go. Hi, Keith. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, you're very welcome.
So putting Wi-Fi in something like a nano drone, I can think of all kinds of challenges. Weight, power consumption, size, latency, range, noise, and cost. Sounds like a nightmare. How do you deal with all of that?
They're very interesting concepts to be aware of, and each of these are engineering-based. But there's a lot more to providing the engineering solution in this instance. So the solution, what we've tried to do is really to help the manufacturers or the designers of this particular drone to take advantage of what we provide in terms of our Wi-Fi solution and take that to the next level. And a good example of that would be that this drone is driven by a smartphone. The smartphone is using state-of-the-art capabilities and inbuilt functionalities such as the gyroscope and various other sensors. And to be able to use a system that is gesture-based, and that is you point the phone and this drone is flying to where you point it to. And so it's really tasked to do things. It's not really piloted. A lot of the products out there that use this type of capability are piloted. You almost have to have a pilot's license to use these things. But in this instance, the Wi-Fi solution has enabled it to be very much simplified and made it much more appealing to the mass market. So why would the X Pico Wi-Fi, which is the Lantronics product in this solution, be useful? What we were able to do is deal with these engineering issues such as the power consumption, the size, the range, and many other of the engineering constraints that are built around this. But one of the primary ones, of course, was the decision to use a Wi-Fi. Why would you use a Wi-Fi? A smartphone has two choices, Wi-Fi or Bluetooth. Bluetooth is lower power and nice and easy to use, but it doesn't have the range and it does not have the speed that's necessary to interact between the smartphone and the drone. So, for example, this drone can take photographs or do video, and it needs to be able to deliver that to the smartphone at the same time, albeit at resolutions of a smartphone screen. So all these capabilities are taken care of and dealt with within the X Pico Wi-Fi. The other aspect is the device includes a unique feature, which we call simultaneous access points and client. So in order for a smartphone to communicate with the drone itself needs to have an access point built into it, something very much like your home router, so that the smartphone can communicate. And so the X Pico Wi-Fi has this capability. It's a low power access point. In the same time, the manufacturers of the drone want to do a feature which they call swarming. And that is the ability for multiple drones to be coordinated and synchronized as one unit. So the X Pico Wi-Fi has this capability which we, as I said, called simultaneous access point and client, which enables the device to have the access point and the client or a station interface working at the same time. A lot of products do not allow this or do not have this capability, and I think we're very unique in having this out-of-the-box capability. So the idea is the smartphone can communicate to a master drone, and then that master drone can then relay information to other drones over the same Wi-Fi interface and thereby coordinate their ability. So you can imagine that if you're skiing down the slopes in Aspen and you want to record that, you could actually have, say, three or four drones following you and all taking video from different angles. You could imagine the sort of cool video that you could produce or the photographs that you could get from that type of solution. Having the X Pico Wi-Fi in this mode is a real game changer in this very nascent application.
So what other kinds of applications do you see your X Pico Wi-Fi being used in?
Oh, many, many, many. So the X Pico Wi-Fi is very much a horizontal play in IoT or the Internet of Things. And what we try to do is we're really designed out of the box to be mobile ready. What does that mean? It really means allowing people to bring their application to any device, anywhere. So as I said previously, we have an access point and a client built into the device that operates simultaneously. This allows us to have tablets, smartphones, any device with a Wi-Fi client in it to communicate to the device and to manage it in different ways. So those applications are multiple, everything from what is being called as headless HMI. So typically today, most devices, most usable devices have an interface, a user interface. It's a screen, it's a set of buttons, everything from a coffee machine to an industrial pump. They all have these types of interfaces. If you could eliminate that, can you imagine the savings and the cost and the efficiencies that you could do? So if instead of putting an LCD screen on your product, membrane switch, if you just put a Wi-Fi solution in there, you can make a communication to your network. At the same time, anybody could walk up with the authority and actually provide the diagnostics or management capability on a local level. And so any many applications using this HMI type of model are open. We've got applications that take advantage of these type of capabilities, such as escalator maintenance, inner city renter bikes, where you can borrow a bike or rent a bike, and you could book the device through your smartphone, and then when you go up to the device, it connects to a station that releases a bike and enables it, and you can ride it away. And when you park it, it will actually disable the bike, you know, lock the gears or somehow, and then prevent someone from stealing that bike after you rent it for it. We're doing very well in industrial printers. So people are put printers in all sorts of things, from point-of-sale terminals to heavy industrial applications, printing out large labels or wherever. Medical is really big for us, being able to communicate with medical devices.
So do you offer any kinds of development kits for designers who want to use your X-Pico Wi-Fi in their designs?
Yes, we provide a lot of support, but one of the principal guiding capabilities of the X-Pico Wi-Fi is that it has to be simple to use. That is an underlying value proposition that we have at Lantronix. While you can make it sophisticated, given that it's a really small device with limited capabilities, it's a sort of a big bang for the buck. And what we do is we actually have a concept which we call customization by configuration. And what we try to do is we try to put as much of the application-based customization that we've seen from our 30-odd years in end-to-end world, embed it in the system so that it could be configured. So anything that I would say 80% of what our customers need is already baked into the device. And all you need to do is configure it in the way that you want it. And so that leads us to a sort of a challenge that we like to undertake, which is a sort of a 20-minute or 30-minute challenge. And that is to be able to go walk into a customer site, open a box, take out one of our evaluation systems, and be able to connect it to their product, and with minimal software, have them connected to a cloud service within 20 minutes. And so that's all done and managed because there's very little effort needs to be done with their product, and it's all taken care of by the X-Pico Wi-Fi. So while we do have capabilities, this is the predominant way of using the device. It really alleviates the user from having to think about all the difficulties, all the nuances of using a Wi-Fi solution.
Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me, Keith. This was super cool.
Well, you're very welcome, Amelia. Thank you so much for inviting me.
And now it's time for a little news you may have missed. Drone edition. Folks, if you could think of one science fiction-related vehicle that you could design in real life as a drone, what would it be? The Galactica, possibly? Maybe the Enterprise, because that'd be pretty cool. No, the real answer is, if there is a real answer, the Millennium Falcon, of course. Well, one industrious designer named Oliver C. from Grenoble, France, has done this very thing. Now, all you Star Wars purists out there, it has been altered slightly to accommodate the quadcopter propellers. But for the most part, this bad boy is pretty darn close to the Han Solo Kessel running YT-1300 light freighter. Oliver C. is even planning a TIE Fighter 2. Yes. So, dear Oliver C., if you hear me out there, I'm seeing a Kickstarter campaign in your future. Because, my engineering drone-loving compatriot, I need one of these. I mean, need one. And so does most of my listening audience, I'm guessing. I'm just saying, Kickstarter. Very soon. Also, if you want to see some quadcopter action from Oliver C., including that Millennium Falcon, I've included a couple links below the player that will take you directly there. Folks, what do all drones have in common? Whether it's the Zano Nano drone or the Millennium Falcon. Math, right? Math is cornerstone in just about everything we do. From the drones we build at home to the giant SoC designs we create at work. Or heck, at home. I don't really know what you do at home, so... What if you could use the smooth operating math of Simulink and MATLAB while working with your Xilinx Zynq or Altera SoC device? Well, you can. I've got three words for you. Model-based design. Yes, you'll get way more out of your Xilinx Zynq or Altera SoC device if you have a smooth design flow from MATLAB and Simulink. Luckily, MathWorks has already thought of that. In a brand new episode of Chalk Talk, I sit down with Eric Segan of MathWorks to talk about model-based design for this new, powerful class of programmable devices. You should check it out. It's awesome. And how can you do that? Well, you can click the link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page called One Drone to Rule Them All. You can head on over to YouTube, keyword EE Journal, or by heading on over to the On Demand section on eejournal.com. Go there now. You'll be glad you did. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And hey, if Google Plus is your thing, you can also join our circle on Google Plus. We also have that YouTube channel, keyword, EE Journal, that I mentioned earlier that not only has our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series, our video series called On the Scene, it even includes a whole slew of other, very fun, techie videos. Hey, also by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Frying page, you can grab our Fish Frying RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Frying page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of February 6th, 2015, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.